Deputy Minister of Finance Kesi Olatunfosun says revenue shortfalls in the country is a contributing factor in the depreciating economy. He said the prices of major resources such as cocoa and gold depreciated last year, which affected the total revenue of the country. Speaking on GBC's current affairs program Talking Point, Mr. Olatunfosun noted that the preference for foreign goods, which results in increased imports, is also a cause for concern when issues pertaining to the economy is mentioned.
We are a country that is heavily dependent on export of three major products, obviously from cocoa, two from gold, mining sector, and number three from oil. Gold and cocoa indeed depreciated. The world price of gold and cocoa dropped badly last year. In fact, from the inflow side alone, we lost about 1.3 billion coming into the balance of payment. That indeed was not helpful. This year we've seen a very good recovery of cocoa, but in fact the mining sector is still doing bad. As a result, it has indeed affected the revenue streams. We are seeing a shortfall from revenue from the mining sector, not only on corporate tax but on PAYE, because they are not engaging more staff. In the short term, I think what we have to do as a country is for us to change our taste for foreign goods. We live in a country whereby toothpick that we use, it's imported. I think that is not acceptable. We live in a country that you get some mineral water that we consume, water coming from somebody's country. It's not acceptable.
The deputy ranking member of the Finance Committee and MP for Tatale Sangli, James Cecil Yanwube, was of the view that the country needs to live within its means. He said government must offer workable solutions while mobilizing resources effectively, especially from judgment debts, to boost the economy.
If all the payments or all the judgment debts were collected, we wouldn't have been in this situation. If over expenditure, that is always a problem. If we had cut our coat according to our cloth, this would not be happening. If we had been very careful, paid heed to the Isophotons, the Wyomings, all the Jidas, all the Sadas, we wouldn't be in this situation.
In his remarks, an economist and senior lecturer at the School of Business, University of Cape Coast, Dr. John Gachi, said measures that have been mentioned by the finance ministry to curb the depreciating economy are long-term. He said the strategies to implement the measures must be clear.
Seems to me that we try to give a false hope to the people that the challenge we are facing should be solved immediately. And I think that if we are serious at solving the problem, we should dispel that immediately. Because it is not possible that all the measures that I've heard from the finance ministry, all the measures that I heard from the minority, are short-term measures. I've heard the minority talk about diversification of export, and there is nobody who will claim that diversification of export is a one-year affair. If you are going to correct the fortunes of the city, it's not going to be a one-year affair. So if we are able to agree on this thing, then the platform is set to be able to roll out the programs that are needed in order to salvage the city. And if we are able to salvage the city, then we'll see our way through. That is the challenge we are facing right now in the economy. We have real difficult situations. Some measures have been put on board. Those measures will work not in the short term. They will work in the medium to long term. Measures at diversifying the economy have been spelled out, but the strategy to achieve that, for me, are not very clear. I am expecting that at this point in time, we will be able to come out with about 5 or 6 more commodities added to cocoa, etc. So one way of solving the problem is identify about 5 more commodities that will come out with a clear strategy in the next 4 or 5 years, what we should do in order to become more efficient at exporting those commodities and be able to identify new export destinations, get certification for our productive sector within the country to explore those markets. Mm-hmm. That is the way of doing that. But I'm not in any way suggesting that those things will be done in 1 year. If we see from that perspective, then we can roll out a plan to achieve a medium-term solution for the economy.
An economist, Dr. John Gachi, sharing his thoughts on Talking Point.